was only 17 when I met Gregory. He said he came from Jupiter. I was a moon up in the sky. Oh, how I cried when I heard the news that I was only one of 62. I took the long way home, skipped the cracks, and told my mother lies. She never broke a bone. I say breaking hearts don't count. I tried to mend her. I'm trying still, but I'm a broken thing that never found its wings, and I never will. So I hop along in broken time. I don't belong to nothing. The river has been kind to me. Wind me up and send me on my way. I'm full of broken melodies, waiting for the day that I'm a nightingale. Pillow talk, I called you a fool. Pushed you out the right side of my bed. You hit your head and I hurt your pride. But you thought I'd eat all the words between your teeth. Well, think twice. Because I hop along in broken time. I don't belong to nothing. The river has been kind to me. Wind me up and send me on my way. I'm full of broken melodies, waiting for the day that I'm a nightingale.
That's Guelph-based singer-songwriter Annie Sumi with Nightingale from her latest album, In the Unknown, the follow-up to her critically acclaimed 2015 debut, Reflections. Now, In the Unknown is a fabulous release that radiates with authenticity, filled with gorgeous songs with a real connection to the world around us, and speaks to the divine in everything. With some wonderful ethereal vocals from Annie and a musical landscape created by guitar, piano, strings and more, it truly feels like you're wrapped in sound. And Annie Sumi has been nominated for New and Emerging Artist of the Year at the 2018 Canadian Folk Music Awards for her work on In the Unknown. We caught up with Annie at home in Guelph to chat about her music. How are you doing today, Annie?
I'm doing great, Jen. Thank you so much for calling.
Now, great to be able to talk to you. It seems such a long time since we chatted.
I feel like that too.
And I think, you know, if you look back at your career, I think it was it 2014 you were a member of the youth program that is now the Developing Artist Program at FMO?
That's right, yeah. I was mentored by tennis women.
Now, you grew up in North Bay, didn't you?
Well, I actually grew up in Whitby, Ontario. I went to school up in North Bay at Nipissing University. And spent about 5 years there and released my album up in North Bay.
Oh, okay. Because I knew you spent a lot of time up there. But
yeah.
Now you've been living in Guelph for a couple of years or so, very involved in what is a great music scene.
I know. I feel blessed to be able to be a part of that community because it's so unique. And it's hard to believe that it's kind of just set in the heart of Southern Ontario, in the GTA. But it's just a gem to be found in Ontario.
Now, your latest album, In the Unknown, has been nominated for a Canadian Folk Music Award for your work on that as a New and Emerging Artist of the Year. You must be pretty pleased about that.
Yeah, it's kind of unbelievable to me. It really didn't sink in until my dad sort of, you know, said, oh my gosh, Annie, you know, like, that's an incredible thing. And it is. It's just such an honor to be recognized with so many incredible other people and friends and the other makers in this community that I kind of aspire to be like. And it kind of blows my mind. to see my name up there.
Well, you certainly do a great job with your music. You're fabulous live. This album, you must be pretty pleased with it. I mean, it has a wonderful sound. I mentioned at the beginning that, you know, it feels so grounded. Your songwriting generally feels very grounded, very connected to everything around us. Can you talk about how you go about writing your songs?
Yeah, the songwriting process has been very varied. Sometimes the songs just come all at once, and I find those ones sometimes to be the most powerful of spirit, because it feels like I am really just, you know, recycling someone else's thought, and it just comes through me, and then it translates uniquely on my tongue. And then those ones always feel to be like so much truth in them. But other times it comes with a lot of hard work, you know. It might take years for me to actually develop the thought completely in a song. And then when it comes, it feels really right. But it's not always, you know, a little drop of rain that falls and then suddenly there's a song that grows out of the ground. It's like sometimes it's many years slugging over the word choices and getting to the real heart of the matter of the song. And yeah, so it's quite different for me.
Do you find that, you know, the songs that you have on the album In the Unknown, are these songs that you've been working on for quite a while? I mean, are you somebody that, you know, will sit and write songs for a project, or these are songs that you have collected and then eventually decide, okay, now's the right time to put them on an album?
Well, a few of them were definitely in progress back in like 2016. Thinking about that, like it probably took me like 6 or 7 months to really get them to a place where I felt like they were telling the story at that point. Almost all the songs that are on In the Unknown were compositions created in that time period between 2015 and 2016. So they're all quite fresh. They still feel like that. Like they're still sort of in live performance, like they're still sort of breathing into their place, like stretching into, you know, vocally how they're delivered and with instrumentation, how we decided to arrange them for live performance. And it's been a really beautiful journey to sort of follow these songs through. It's exciting to think about the next project too, and how those songs will sort of take a few years to really settle into their place and into their story.
And I think you started off the songs, I love this part of the story, in a remote Northern Ontario cabin, nestled amongst the tall pines. And it gives this a wonderful feel of just sort of, you know, starting to play with things.
It was a special time. I feel really, really thankful. My friends, Marsha and Dale, up in Wanapate, allowed me to spend some time there with my producer at their cabin. And it was incredibly magical. We had, you know, the fire going and just this fired sauna happening, and it was just really magical. It was at the turn of fall and winter, and I always love this time particularly for like introspective and reflective time, and it felt like the perfect time to be starting the recording process. So yeah, it was really magical, and really spoke to the themes in the unknown. And yeah.
And I think Neil Whitford worked with you on the album. What was it like working with him?
Oh, he's amazing. He is like, I call him my Yoda. He's like my guru. He's not only an incredible person, but he hears things and he's able to articulate things in a very effective manner. So I find like, I'm sure as a creative mind yourself, like you can resonate with how difficult it might be sometimes to gather all the thoughts and then articulate them in a way that's very efficient for everyone working on the project. So I applaud him for his ability to sort of gather my whirlwind and then sort of help me to direct all the pieces to come together and really create something very beautiful. So lucky to have him on the project.
So we started off with the song Nightingale, which I thought was a rather nice way to start the interview. Tell us a little bit about that song.
That song is, it was kind of like the B-sides. We weren't sure if it was going to make it to the record, but it's very acoustic. The theme of that song is really, I wrote it about a friend And I was really hoping that it could inspire her to sing her particular song. I really believe that every one of us has a unique and particular light to bring to the world. And sometimes, you know, just through whatever cosmic injustice, our light or our confidence in our individual light or our purpose or our meaning is sort of shaken from us. And that song really speaks to trying to empower that particular friend, but also, you know, everyone to believe in themselves and sing their song. Yeah, that's what that song's all about.
Well, that's a nice message. It actually leads quite well into the next song we're going to play, which is In Everything. And I love the interconnectedness of everything. And I wanted to give you a chance to talk about this song and then let's play it.
Yeah, this song is one of the ones that just fell into me. But it was inspired by some time I spent up in Northern Ontario at the Live from the Rock Folk Festival. And I was chatting with Ian Tamblyn about ideas of pantheism, which is to, you know, feel reverence or divine spirit in all things. And after that weekend, I just sat by Lake Superior and I wrote that song, and it just felt like a real sort of like a prayer. And every time I sing it, it feels like it brings me back to that spot. And it really reminds me that it's so important for us to connect not only to the land, but to each other and help each other to live in a way that is sustainable to the earth, you know?
And now you've given me goosebumps. So let's play it now. This is Annie Sumi with In Everything from her 2017 album, In the Unknown. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
I found the rain falling on my shoulder. I've known the wind to give up her heart for the sun, 'cause he takes the blame when there is a little bit of God in everything. And I'd stop 100 times just to get it right, and I'll be waiting by the riverside till I forget my name. Once and for, what is it that you call me by? I caught you stealing up all my peace of mind. Why don't you give it away? Give it away. 'Cause I heard there's a little bit of God in everything. Oh. And I saw them cutting down the trees on the North Shore, and I cried out, oh, Mother, please, don't you cut your hair down no more. Come on, take a stand. There's a knows yes, she knows that there is a little bit of God, a little bit of God.
That's Annie Sumi with In Everything from her latest album. It's entitled In the Unknown. Annie Sumi is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio. We've been chatting about her music. We're now going to talk about the things she's working on now, because you've had a pretty busy year since the album came out. A lot of touring. The most recent tour you're on was one with your mentor from the youth program at Folk Music Ontario. This is, of course, Tanis Sliman. You call yourselves Sweet Corn and Sunflower, and I gather that you went all the way out to Vancouver Island on tour. Tell us a little bit about singing together, a few dates like that.
Oh, it was just a dream. Ever since I met Tanis in 2014, I knew that there was something really special in our connection, and the way that she playfully uses her voice, it just makes me so happy, and it's such a joy to sing with her. So to be on tour with her was so amazing. It was like, you know, it was the easiest tour ever. Such an incredible person to go on tour with, and we had so much fun being out in the mountains together and catching up with old friends and playing these shows, and it was really spectacular, the collaboration and singing with her and just sort of soaking in all that time. It was really, really, really special for me.
Well, there's a great video of you playing together at BNB Studios. I think that was one of the stops you made on the road. There's a few songs you did. You fit so well together, and obviously, you know, there quite clearly is a really strong bond between you. Is this likely to become more than just, you know, touring together? Do you think there's any plans that you might record together?
Well, I hope so. Tanis has been working on an album, and I'm definitely keen to be a part of it. And we've been chatting here and there. We're doing a showcase together down at the NRFA conference this weekend. And it's something that both of us, we have a big heart for. So I am definitely anticipating there being more music with Tanis in the future. As for right now, we're just sort of slowly easing our way into that, taking our time.
And what about your own music? When will you be starting to work on a new album?
I'm in progress right now, expecting to release something in 2020. And yeah, I guess like expanding from themes of In the Unknown, this album really, really holds intention, trying to create soundscapes that imitate the Canadian landscape and really, really try and amplify the story of humanity. So I've done so much traveling in these last few years, and I'm finding it so interesting how we're so connected in our experience of existence. So many people have very similar stories or sentiment, and it's unique to them. But there's a real, you know, there's something that connects us in our emotional journey through life, and I want to try and give heart to that through storytelling and through creating soundscapes. So that's the new project, and I'm really, really excited about it right now.
Well, I'm sitting here getting excited myself, because I just love the way that you're building this. I have to say, I, you know, from the first time I met you, I realized that you you didn't just have your head screwed on, but I think you really had a good idea of where you wanted to go with your music. And, you know, when you say to me, oh, yeah, I'm going to release this in 2020, it's like, okay, I've got, you know, a year and a bit to try and pull this together. But it sounds, I love the intention behind the whole thing. I mean, this is truly art, which, you know, music is obviously. So it's just lovely to hear that. You will, of course, be going out to the Canadian Folk Music Awards. You must be looking forward to that, too.
I am. I am so excited about that. It's going to be such a beautiful time. So many friends that will be there. I'll be performing with two of my best friends that are the heart and soul of a band called The Lifers. We've been doing a collaborative thing as well, and that's been really soul-fulfilling. I've been thinking a lot about music this year, and I really believe in music as a medicine and as a medium to express important conversations and bring things into scope. And I think the CFMAs is a great way to sort of showcase how different artists are on that journey and how each one of us is trying to bring something into the world to help make it a better place. Got to believe in that.
No, that's great. Well, that's a lovely sentiment. Absolutely. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
Well, you can find me at anniesumi.com, or I'm available on, you know, all the social media outlets. Annie Sumi Music is my Facebook page, and Universe of Annie is my funny Instagram page. And if you'd just like to connect, you can contact me at anniesumimanagement@gmail.com.
That's great. We only have one thing left to do. That's to pick the final song to play. I thought we should play Evaporating Life from the In the Unknown album. Tell us a little bit about that song.
That song feels especially near and dear to my heart this year. I wrote it about the cycles of life and dealing with loss and the possibility of life reincarnate. This year I've lost a handful of really beautiful people in my life, and that song continues to inspire me to sort of surrender into these cycles and allow loss and life to be partners in that dance that we do. You know, with new life comes loss of life, and it's all a beautiful thing.
Annie Sumi, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. This is Annie Sumi with Evaporating Life from her latest album, In the Unknown, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And thanks again for spending the time to talk to us.
Thank you so much, Dan. I really appreciate it.
That'll be me running away through your backyard, dancing with the sun. And when he's done, I'll be an angel, and I'll come back again every time it rains. That'll be me. The birds in the fall, I've seen them scared of the winds blowing, scared of what might come along, and yet they take to the sky and carry on. I hear the cold wind come and echo their song like to where we were. beside you just like it should have been. I remember we went hiding in the tall grass until the sun laid down his arms against the field, setting fire to our sweetest dreams.